It's another episode of the Herapy Podcast with Chelsea and Jill. What up, Jill?
Oh, you know.
Gosh.
Us gosh darn Minnesotans are going to be traveling pretty quick here.
Holy crap. The girls are going to L.A. That's Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Should we talk like this when we get down there? We
got to extend the O.
Los Angeles?
Los Angeles.
Or is it Los Angeles?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Las. I think it's Los Angeles. L.A., man. Okay, last time I was in L.A., my brother graduated from the Marine Corps, from boot camp, and we were in San Diego. Erica wanted to get her hair braided because that was the thing to do when girls go on vacation. They get their hair braided.
Did you just say you were in L.A., but you were in San Diego?
Pause. I'll get there. It's going to make sense. Give me a second. So she wants to get her hair braided. So I don't even think we freaking had Google back then. So we looked in a freaking phone registry to find a salon for Erica to get her hair braided. And it took us to the hood in L.A.
I can't believe you drove all the way from San Diego to L.A. to get her
hair braided. We got lost. It was an accident. It was lost. And we were the whitest people in that entire neighborhood.
I'm sure you were.
The bells jangled. We stepped in. Erica, you know my sister. Like, when she has her mind set to something.
Yeah, you're not changing her mind.
Nope. And we walked in, and it was so funny because we're like, do you have an opening? Do you have time or whatever? And I remember one of the hairdressers was braiding a gal's hair, like putting in full extensions. Gorgeous.
Oh, I bet it was just like beautiful.
Just gorgeous. Oh, they were gorgeous. And she's like, nah, she can wait. She's been here since 8 o'clock this morning, moves her out of the chair. The gal goes down to, I don't even know what, goes to maybe get some food maybe or something, then sits my sister down, braids her hair in like nothing.
Nice.
So kind, so beautiful. I was just staring at her fingers, just going, just banging it out.
The way they can do those braids is unbelievable.
Gorgeous.
Erica, I keep saying unbelievable, but
she looked amazing. I didn't want to do it because I was scared and nervous and just like not whatever. And so anyways, we got the hell out of there. There were gunshots as we're leaving.
Nice.
But yeah, that's not where we're going. So I am half terrified and half excited. Why are we going to LA, Jill?
We are going to LA because I am going to be doing a one-on-one with Mr. Jay Ladner, who is like, he's just an amazing hairstylist and educator in the industry. And I am so excited to spend 2 days with him where he's just going to like break down all of my work. And not only that,
he's going to break her down and then build her up again.
Then
build her up again like keratin 60.
Yes. But he actually asked me to assist for a hair show. So I am so excited to be doing this with him. So the hair show is going to be just outside of LA. I'll be helping prep models, and then I'll be able to attend the show as well.
Oh, my God. And I've seen your work here in the Midwest, not to knock on our phone, because we're Midwest proud, baby. But holy shnikes. We've done runways before.
Yep.
We've done avant-garde couture.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be more wearable.
Yeah.
Like, his big thing is efficiency behind the chair.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. And he's very real in what you should be focusing on behind the chair.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited to learn from him.
This is going to be cool. This is somebody that you've idolized for a while. Now, how in the hell do you meet somebody who's that cool and big in the hair world?
I actually met him in Chicago when I went to the Oligo reunion tour. And he was just the most humble, sweetest man I have ever met. Like, I was thinking I was going to be meeting this bigwig in Oligo, and I was barely going to get any time with him.
Yeah.
And he, like, gave me a huge hug, which that was a little weird because we know how I feel about hugs.
She hates them.
I hate hugs.
She's a human cactus. Don't touch.
But I appreciated the fact that he was just like, thank you so much for coming. And any questions I had, he made sure he had time with anybody that had questions for him or wanted to meet him. Just so humble for how successful he is.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. I love when you meet people. Like, I've met several celebrities in Nashville last year when I went to CRS, and I met Jelly Roll, and I walked up to him and I was like, Mr. Roll? I feel like such a freaking idiot.
I love that you called him Mr. Roll.
And he stops and he's like, yes, darling. And I'm like, I just wanted to say, and I'm like, what the hell are you going to say to him? I'm like, I just want to say, I just love your story and your music, and I just think you're so awesome. And he's like, darling, you're awesome. Thank you for that. And he stopped his whole entire freaking security crew, gave me hats and stuff, stopped and talked to me, gave me a side hug. you know, because he's a big dude, you know.
Yep.
And I was just like, I was almost in tears. I'm like, what a sweet, sweet person underneath all that fame. Not everybody is like that.
Yeah, it's really, it's awesome to see that somebody that you see on social media or on TV or anything like that truly is that genuine in person as well.
Yeah, good person. Yes. Oh, that's so cool. So originally we were going to go to LA early April and we were going to fly out. And what the hell was going on there? Something with hair or something? Or did you just want to go? Or what the hell was going on?
No, so I was going to be doing the one-on-one early April.
Yeah.
And then Jay reached out to me.
With Jay?
Yes, with Jay.
Okay.
And then he reached out to me and said, hey, do you want to come at the end of April instead? Because then if you're open to it, you can assist for this hair show. I was like, hell yeah.
And it was so cute. We're going with another friend, Ellie.
Yep.
Who I haven't met yet, but we will be friends when it's all said and done.
Yep.
And it was so sweet because Jill's like, hey, guys, is it okay? Like, can you change your flights? Like, I just got this opportunity. I'm like, go for it. And she was like, go for it too. So like after, you know, a couple minutes fighting with Delta or whatever, got it all figured out. And hell yeah, once in a lifetime opportunity to not only go to LA, work with Jay.
Yep.
You could actually like style and be behind the scenes at the runway. So we're going to have all sorts
and
of.
And I love that shit.
Oh, hell yeah. It is fun.
And you didn't know this because I haven't told you yet, but hopefully you'll also be able to meet Martina, who was on first season of our podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
So you'll be able to actually meet her in person.
This is
going to
be amazing.
Part of the show.
Holy crap. Boss business babe.
Yes.
Hairstyle.
Yes. She
genius.
Has Sunflower Curls education, and she is one of the most knowledgeable women on textured or coily hair.
She has gorgeous hair.
Oh. My God.
Oh my gosh. And Jill has
and
very
knowledge
curly hair.
Is amazing.
Oh gosh. You got to check out that episode. I mean, it's just insane. Mm-hmm. She is amazing. And just, oh gosh. It was such a blast talking with her. I can't wait to meet her.
And so, again, one of the most humble people on the planet.
Super freaking sweet. So sweet. She was, where was she? In Arizona last time we talked to her? Where the heck was she?
So yeah. She lives in Arizona, but I actually met her in Chicago as well.
Yeah. So Jill just runs into these people and they're like insta famous and she's like, hey, I'm Jill and I'm awesome too. And then like now it's just, it's amazing. This hair world, it's like almost like a small world. It's like
a
big world, but
a
small
world. It's a small community.
I love that though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is going to be amazing. So you just heard my last experience with LA. You actually worked for Big Sexy Hair, right?
Sexy Hair Concepts.
Big Sexy Hair Concepts, not small ones. And that was pretty dope.
With them for about 5 years. So they hold a training, like a massive national train or international training at least once a year, sometimes twice a year. So I've been to LA several times.
Oh, look at you. Look at you.
And I will be completely honest. LA is kind of a shithole. But
I'm trying to use it as a flex, and it really is.
Freaking love LA.
Why?
There's just something about it. The energy, the people. It's just.
It's LA.
It's just buzzing.
I feel like you have to say it like that. LA.
It's LA.
LA. my knowledge of LA is all through The Hills and like MTV and Laguna Beach. And
yeah, that's definitely a skewed version of LA.
Real Housewives. So we are actually not going to be in LA.
Well, we are in LA, but it's going to be in Culver City.
Like a suburb, like the restaurant? Like Culver's, like the restaurant? Like I'm going to get some custard?
Well, if you want to, I suppose. But I'd prefer In-N-Out.
Oh, I love
In-N-Out
burgers.
As many times that I've been to LA, I have never had In-N-Out.
Shut the front door.
I know.
Hands down, that was the best burger joint I've ever been to. That was the one in San Diego. Oh, God. So good. So fresh. Their menu is super limited, but everything is freaking delicious.
I'm excited to try that out. We're going to be in Culver City. So this is like the new Beverly Hills, if you will.
Oh, shit.
So it's going to be in a really nice area.
I don't know what to wear. I feel so intimidated. What's the style down there? I am Midwest.
You can honestly wear whatever you want.
My flannels?
You'll see. You'll honestly see anything and everything.
Oh, shoot. Okay. All right.
It's a place where, like, nobody cares who you are. They really don't. Like, just express yourself.
It's going to be nice, though. The weather's going to be great, so I'm excited for that.
Weather's going to be beautiful. I think it's going to be so much fun exploring. I really want to go check out a speakeasy.
Hell yes. That's our new thing. So Jill and I, we like cocktails. We like finer bougie things. We do not
where
like...
you can usually only afford one.
Yeah, exactly. Which is fine because you and I can only drink so much. I mean, between our medication and our sleep patterns and just, you know, being responsible.
I have the alcohol tolerance of a toddler.
Well, I hope toddlers don't drink, but
I really
but that's
hope
fair.
They don't drink, but like to compare, I have one drink and I'm pretty tipsy.
You're one and done. Yep. You are definitely one and done. It's like get your ass home or find her a beanbag chair to sleep in.
I enjoy a good cocktail though.
I love a good cocktail.
Yep.
I'm a
great cocktail.
Huge fan of a good cocktail.
What the hell is wrong with us?
I don't know. We're weird as shit. But I'm excited for a speakeasy. You're going to take us down So, okay, if you don't know what a speakeasy is, it's like back in the Prohibition days when they couldn't legally sell alcohol anymore. The government was being a-holes. So they set up these hidden bars, and they could be hidden inside a hardware store or, you know, in a very inconspicuous place. And you would never see the entrance right away. It could be like you'd have to walk through a bathroom or it'd be in the alley and you'd knock on a certain brick. You have to have a password. You have to have a password. It's not advertised anywhere and it's only word of mouth. So where the hell's the speakeasy? Like, and I don't want to die like getting there.
We're not going to die because it's about 5 minutes away from our hotel.
We're gonna die.
And it's inside Culver City, so we'll be fine.
Okay. So it's bougie. But do you even know how the hell to get there? Like, do we need a password?
Yes, I know how to get there.
Okay, shit. And like you have to wait for the light to be on. I know there's a speakeasy that's in St. Cloud that's underneath the theater. And you have to wait for the blue light to turn on for it to even be open. But they don't tell you how to get to the front door.
Well, that's the whole point of a speakeasy.
God, I'm gonna think I'm in a speakeasy. I'm going to be drinking my own cocktail. And they're going to be like, you can't be in here. This is the janitor's closet. I'm like, oh, I thought this was a good time.
I would die.
Oh, shit. You know, and I would have just as good of a time.
Watch, I got all of these directions and like figured out how to get there. And then I take us to the way wrong place. And these people are like, what in the fuck are you doing
here? What's the row, Canary Row? What the hell's the row with all the homelessness that's in there? Because that's a huge issue in L.A.
That's downtown LA.
Okay. And you.
That's Skid Row.
Skid Row. Oh, yeah.
Which is devastating, but.
God, it's heartbreaking.
It is.
It is a huge pandemic. And there's a lot of that shit. Anytime that you get into a warmer city, there's a lot of these big city problems that are not huge issues in the Midwest.
Oh, but it gets way too cold here. I mean.
Yeah. Keeps a lot of stuff out of here.
Yeah. Because.
I was going to say the riffraff keeps the riffraff out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's. I'm excited. It's interesting because when I lived in D.C., right, that was 4 million people. You would have this dichotomy of very, very wealthy, very like, and I don't want to presume education, you know, but highly educated. And then you go down a different street and it's a totally different scenario.
And L.A. is very much the same. It's different neighborhoods.
Yeah. So you take one wrong turn, you could be in a dicey neighborhood.
Yep.
I mean, we're two beautiful, fun, amazing blondes. Like, what the hell's going to happen? And we're not for rent. So if you know what I mean.
I have been told several times, even in New York City, that people don't like to fuck with me. So I'm
That's
okay.
good. Yeah. That's good. Likewise. Yeah. I mean, I can say the same. That's fair. But I'm excited. But
oh,
I don't want to
so
die.
Excited.
Are we going to do anything? What else are we going to do down in L.A.? Oh, I'm going to get my hair blown out.
Yep. You and Ellie are going to be getting blowouts while I'm working.
You're
going to
be working this whole damn time.
Pretty much.
So we're going to get a shit ton of like, should I have my media pass? Can I get in there and get some content?
Maybe.
Oh, fuck yeah. Because.
Oh, I should ask Jay.
Yeah. Oh, I would love that. And I would. And I'm a professional. You know what I mean? Yep. I'm not a freaking groupie. Like, I work my ass off. I think that would be fun for content. And. Cross promote him, whatever, like as if there's anything we can do to like elevate Jay. But we'll spread the love. He seems really cool. And then
he only has thousands upon thousands of followers.
We have like our parents and some friends and maybe a few more. But no, I'm excited for that. That would be cool. Dude, so you got to follow us. Throw out our social handles here because we're going to throw all this shit out there.
Yes. So you can follow us at the Herapy Podcast, and that's on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram.
Get it.
The Herapy Podcast.
Yes. I'm also excited. I'm going to sit my ass on the beach. Like I said, last time I was in San Diego, LA, it was October, and we were the only ones running around in shorts and swimsuits because we're from Minnesota and 60 degrees feels freaking balmy in October. So
which beach are you going to go to?
I don't know.
Venice Beach.
Yeah. I want to go work out with like the muscle heads. I want to see hot pink rollerblades. And that's actually really close to our hotel.
Yes. And I actually have a hot pink taffeta, like Barbie-like zip up that I really want to wear.
Holy shit. Can I get a matching one?
Sure.
If we match each other, is that code for something in LA?
No.
I'm thinking maybe. Like, I'm thinking no, like gangs and know. Stuff and all this.
Really a hot pink zip up.
I don't know. It's 2024. I mean, you could identify. You could identify as a freaking zebra if you wanted to. Not saying I'm gonna.
This is fair.
We are not PC at all, by the way.
No, clearly no, not.
Not at all. But I'm excited. The gosh darn girls, Chelsea and Gio, going to LA.
The big city.
The big city. Not so pretty, but no, I'm excited. So pray for us. And
yes, I am so excited to go back to LA.
Shit, I want to eat some weird food too. I want like sprouts and crap. I want like
well,
you
we're
and
gonna
I
go to Erewhon.
Sorry, what? Just the yes, way you said so, that with your whole face, I loved it.
Yes.
What is
it's
Erewhon?
A very bougie.
Not Erewhon. Not like the. Not like
no,
the
it's
shoes.
A grocery store.
You're taking
and
us
they
to
have
a grocery
like,
store.
They have like $25 smoothies. It's fucking ridiculous. But apparently all the celebrities go there.
Oh, of course. Because I'm on a budget for a $25.
I can pretend and then just not buy anything.
You and
I just want to check it out.
We are bougie on a budget. You and I can justify dropping $500 at Sephora and Ulta and
yes.
like not even blank. We just don't tell our loves, our significant others what we did. Or maybe we do. They buy stupid shit like 75-inch TVs and snowmobiles. So I feel like...
And chainsaws. Dan has like 18 now.
Oh, shit. Chris wants to get more tools, too. No, speaking of tools, we should get them on here.
We should.
We didn't. For season one. Anyways, we are going to LA. We are so excited for that. We're excited to have the Herapy Podcast up and going. Please share it with your friends. We're hopefully going to learn you something. As much fun as we have, I'm really excited for this opportunity for you, Jill. I'm excited to just tag along. I'm excited to get my hair blown out. I looked at that place on Facebook. They charge $100 a haircut.
Yep. You do realize I charge $90 for an hour.
Oh, I know, but that's a whole hour in your chair. I don't even know where I'm going with that.
I didn't know where you were going either, so I just gave you a blank stare.
We're getting weird, man. We're getting weird. The girls are going to LA.
I think it's because we're hangry.
Yeah, we're hangry. We're going to go.
Lunchtime.
We're going to eat. We're going to turn into a different person. And when we come back, we'll be Tanner. Yeah, not from lunch, but from LA. All right. Stay weird. Keep it real. Bye.
Bye.